Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting stage show you've ever witnessed.
Doing out there in the street. T-Ro, what's the deal, baby? Oh, man, can you hear me, Ro? Man, it's a dirty game going on, man, and I think I'm being bamboozled. The NBA Finals. We got Phil Mickelson. I ain't get bamboozled.
No.
Man, let's tell these people a little something what's going on tonight. First of all, we're going to talk about the NBA Finals. Man, there is a Game 6. San Antonio has Miami on the brink of, you know, falling as champions. We also going to talk about the NBA free agency. It starts July 1st, and there's already some rumblings. The streets is talking. Some guys are talking about trading and whipping and wheeling, and this is my first or second time knowing that coaches can be traded. They can be offered in a deal. Wow. Talk about Phil, how he choked once again, and a little bit of Tiger. I keep trying to tell Tiger need to come holler at me, get his marbles back. We go to Pink Mountain. Anyway, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to get your take on you know, some things. Chad Ochocinco as well. We have an update and some news on that. All right, bro. Game five. You tell me, were you surprised by Manu Ginobili's 25 points, 10 assists night? Were you surprised by that?
All right, man. First of all, what's up to the world? Won't say good evening to everybody. You know what it is, L Boogie, Jewel's G. Say, man, I heard you earlier say you got bamboozled. Come on, L Boogie. You know what it is. It's no surprise that Manu finally stepped up and had an awesome game. He ain't had one all year, but he had one when it counted. The last home game in San Antonio, you know, he didn't want the rest of the fans in San Antonio to spur him up when he came back if they would have lost that game. So am I surprised by Manu Ginobili showing up and having the game that he had in game five? Nope. You know, it was just like, it was almost a setup. Because D-Wade had his, it was just like a story script being waiting to be written. And here you know, Manu had to do it now. Who's next, LeBron? So LeBron going to have a big game, or is it going to be Chris Bosh? Or is it going to be Mike Miller? It's going to be somebody from Miami to have a big game. I don't think it's going to be D-Wade. He already had his. So you got to, you know, pull the rabbit out of the hat on the other fellow members on the Miami Heat team for game six. Because, you know, David Stern got it stirred up. You know we going seven.
Thank you, David. Because there's no way, no how. Now, I'm going to give Coach Pop a lot of credit for starting Manu Ginobili. He's out there with the starters. He's not getting double-teamed. He's not, you know, under a lot of pressure to do a lot. When I say do a lot, set the team up, be the second point guard, get, you know, Neil off, get those guys off with shots, and create for himself, you know. So that, and it also gave him a mindset that, okay, I don't know, when you get in that starting lineup, it does something to your blood. You know, ever since you've been 5 years old, the first thing somebody asks you when you play Pop Warner, you play basketball, you start.
Right.
So that is something that I think helped out. And I want to say something about Eric Spoelstra. How long did you think you can live with Mike Miller in the starting lineup? It only worked a couple times. What happened? We'll talk about it later because we're going to, you know, I'm going to propose a question that, so I'm not going to get too much into that. But, I mean, how long did you think you could keep Mike Miller in the star lineup and Pop wasn't going to counter that?
Right.
And I'm going with the Heat. I mean, it's right there in your face. It's called simple. And if we keep it simple, I think you can make an adjustment as well. You kept trying to go back to Mike Miller. I didn't understand that. Second question. To the fans and, like I said, to the callers and everything, just your take. And when you call in, you know, you can hit on any subject, agree, disagree. But, you know, we got to make sure you keep your street credibility. You better come in and talk with some sense and you got some stats when you call in the asylum. Now, I say that to say because how responsible the King James loss for game five. How responsible was five loss? How responsible, bro, on a scale of eight to, you know what I'm saying, on a scale of, you know, 100%, how much was he responsible? 50%, 30%? I mean, and give me your reason why. What do you think?
Nah, man, see, you're going too deep, man. LeBron has already been lashed enough. You got to get off the dude, man. It's not his fault that his team is not matching up or scoring the points that he needs them to score. I mean, he's already doing everything in the game when it comes to rebounding and scoring and getting everybody open. And I mean, it's tough for LeBron. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put it on LeBron because the dude is only averaging 25 in the series, 8 rebounds and 6 assists, make that 6.5. You know, so I'm not going to say that this guy, I mean, okay, give him game 6. I think he will overcome and show out and do what he needs to do. But it's not LeBron. It's really not LeBron. And I ain't going to sit up here and say he needs to go to the cup a little bit more. He ain't, what do you have, 22 shots last night, 23 shots? As long as him and D-Wade are getting the 20-plus range of shooting the ball, I'm going to say that they had an opportunity. They're getting their touches. And on a scale from 1 to 100, to put it on LeBron, I'm going to give him about 25%. I take that back. I'll give him 33%. Since he's a third of the big three, he'll get 33% of that because he's doing what he's supposed to do. It's just, I mean, supporting cast, baby, supporting cast.
Well, Ro, I'm going to say mine's is a little higher. and see, I know you think it's probably 99 or 80, but it's not. I give him 50%, and I give Eric Spoelstra the other 50%. Reason being, when he said percent.
Hold on, L Boogie. Repeat that because you're breaking up, baby. Tell the world what you said again. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Loud and clear.
I said LeBron James in the press conference against Indiana Pacers at the end when they clinched. He said, I'm light years better than I was in 2007. My IQ is a little better. So if you're not recognizing what's going on, for an example, you went to the post. So you got good looks in the post in the first half against, you know, some little guys. They threw Meow at you. I'm going to say Meow, I'm sorry, Dial, but he's as soft as Charmin himself. He bumped you a little bit, and you gave up. But other ways to score. And game 4, you got 4 rebounds in the tight before they set up. My thing with LeBron James is be consistent. Like Kobe Bryant, is he going to be consistent? You know what he's consistently doing? Jacking shots. He's consistent. You know what you're going to get with Kobe. I don't need Stephen A. Smith and the media to be talking about, oh, he had a bad game this game, so he's going to have a great game this game. No. Have a great game every game. I'm sorry. You're the best player in the world. You signed up for this. You signed up for it. So for people to say, oh, man, you put too much on LeBron. No, I'm not, because D-Wade gave you 25. Bosh gave you 16 and 12. And I mean, Wade gave you 2 games of 25 points or more. You're supposed to win those 2 games if you're LeBron. You asked in the press conference, you know, guys got to do more. It looks like I'm playing in Cleveland, but I don't think D-Wade with that ticket was going to let him, you know, it be on him. I don't know. I got to go 50% LeBron, 50% Eric Spoelstra.
So D-Wade and Chris Bosh don't play a part in this, or even Mike Miller, Ray Allen. I mean, I give it up to Ray Allen. That boy was on fire last night. 2 4-4 plays in 1 game. Whoa. Yeah, no, you can't just, come on, man. It's too much, man. Why you hating on LeBron?
That's my point. It's hating on LeBron. And remember this. He throwed himself. You get the key word. He throwed himself. Nobody gave Magic Johnson the name Magic. No one gave the name, you know what I'm saying, to Air Jordan. He didn't give himself. You can't give yourself the name the king, and you don't play like one. That's like Jay-Z and Kanye hollering, but they consecutively giving you something to holler about.
Right.
Bronny, you can't do that. That's just me. Now, I said, before we started the series, bro, Spoelstra, Popovich was going to win the game. He won game five to me. Now, out of the coaches, bro, who's winning the chess match, regardless of who's winning the series? But, I mean, is Eric Spoelstra being exposed? Who's going to guard Danny Green? I mean, you didn't know by now?
No, come on, man. That's the way Miami's offense looks when everything's running right. You know, guys are open in the corner, and, you know, Mike Miller, Ray Allen just going to shoot your lights out. You know, but San Antonio's offense is in that motion and, you know, getting everybody open, and it just so happens to be that the guy that's left open is Danny Green. And granted, he is having the best shooting series of all time, making these threes. The dude is 5 for 14, 8 feet from the basket. The dude just made 25 threes from 22-9. Come on, man. Dude missing dunk. I mean, it just so happens to be the guy you leave it open is just a better jump shooter than what you expected him to be. Nobody thought that Danny Green was going to have a shot at becoming the MVP of the NBA final series. Come on, man. Nobody thought that. You think of Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu, hell, even Tiago Splitter before you think of Danny Green.
Right, you would think Big 3 versus Big 3. Now, as you say that, as we get to the MVP, who, if San Antonio wins, who deserves MVP? Tony Parker or Danny Green? The streets are talking.
Man, hands down, Danny Green. Who in the hell shoots and makes 25 threes, breaks a record? And the series ain't even over. He done made at least four every game. Went 5 for 5 in game two, and we all know what he did in game three. So just leave him open again. And you know, if it's closed out, he just might be a closer. We're going to see how good of a closer he's going to be. But I don't think that they're going to actually win it. I think Miami is going to win game six. You know what I mean? Peace. Big ups to you, David Stern. But, you know, if they keep leaving that boy open, yeah, lights out, baby. Lights out. It's going to be Danny Green, hands down.
347-855-8896. www.blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking0. When we come back, we're going to have some callers. But before we have the callers, we're going to have some questions. You know, me and T-Row, what adjustments did Eric Spoelstra needs to make for game six? And what do you expect from LeBron and the rest of the series? We're going to debate and talk about these questions. And then we're going to have some callers call in. Get in the asylum. Black. It's a commercial. The streets is talking with a twist of hip hop. Let's go.
Burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Who's cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hot sheets. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cause it's same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, can you smoke with my kids?
Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, beat up through the ESO. Drink the ESO, key up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's stroller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold up, blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking feet. Cause we're IBs, we need to have like a fool.
We're gonna let that ride. Oh man, by the I got 5 on it. We're gonna start giving these guys their credit, let you know if you don't know who it is. You know, so you listening to the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a Twist of Hip Hop. We come on Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And you know what we always say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. But it's your boy L Boogie, your host, and my co-host as usual, T-Row and Jewel's the G. And, Ro, what's the deal, baby? Before we get to some callers, man, we're gonna have one more question about this finals, and then we're going to have a little football talk, too, before we get to a couple callers. But one quick question before we go to the next, you know, topic or subject. What does Eric Spoelstra need to do to win Game 6? What adjustment? I mean, give me one if you can.
Do you really honestly want me to tell you what he needs to do, L Boogie?
The Streets is Talking. Of course.
All right, now I want you to sit back and listen to me real good. You listening?
Yes, sir.
He needs to kick back like Jerry Tarkanian did in the 1990 NCAA college finals between UNLV and Duke, when UNLV beat them boys by 30. When Tark just sat back and ate on that towel and put his hands behind his head, kicked his feet on up. That's what Eric Spoelstra needs to do. Just sit back and relax, because don't worry about nothing. The king going to show up. I ain't going to call him the king. I'm going to call him the king. The king is going to show up. Come tomorrow night. It ain't, man, come on, man. Eric Spoelstra don't need to do nothing but sit back and look good and go get a tan. You know, he's back in Miami. He's been missing for about a week out there. You know what I'm saying? Get back to the homegrown. You know what I'm saying? Go to the beach in a little Speedo. Get the tan. Get some extra gel. Get some of that Pat Riley gel to put in your hair and sit back. Wear your best suit because, man, it ain't going to be nothing easy tomorrow. LeBron, they're going to do something bad to them boys. And then we're just going to see what happens in Game 7. So if you're asking me, he ain't got to do nothing.
All he got to do is go see Chi-Chi and get some of that yayo before the game.
Dade County, baby.
Well, see, we know the script. The Streets is Talking. David Stern said, hey, we're going to make sure it goes 7. Everybody needs to understand. Games 1-6 is preliminary. Then game 7, everybody just bring their game, and then we'll let you play. Because there's no way, no how, When I say that, I'm going back to Eric Spoelstra with the adjustments. Why hasn't the Birdman, played in two games? He might as well put on the suit with Juwan Howard and chill. Because you know he's sniffing some yo-yo with Chi-Chi.
That boy's going hard tonight.
Man, and I'm going to say one key stat. None of the Spurs. You see, this, I say this too, to where he should have been making adjustments and understanding that these games and this series is going to go long. I think LeBron James is finally wearing down in these playoffs, but none of the Spurs has broke the 40-minute mark in any game. That's key. See, Pop, it's chess, not checkers with that guy.
Every game.
And let's not get it twisted, world. Going for the Heat, but I'm calling it like I see it. The streets is talking. Please. Please, Bronnie. Don't make me look bad, baby, on the internet radio. But let's go to the next topic before we get a couple callers in. We're going to talk about the NFL and give your opinion. We just a couple jobs that's open for market, and we want to ask your opinion who should get the starting job. So over in Buffalo, we got Kevin Cobb and E.J. Manuel fighting for a spot or fighting for that starting job. You know, well, you give me your take, and then and give me your take on over there with the Jets. Even though they say Mark Sanchez is the guy, you know, he was right on them heels, or should I say, on his back, like Mark Sanchez would say. So, bro, what do you think? Who's going to win that job over there in Buffalo? Who would you go with?
Honestly, I'm going to say the young fella, E.J. Manuel, has a good shot of getting that starting position over there in Buffalo. Kevin Cobb's been having up and down years in the last 3-4 years, you know what I mean, especially with the Cardinals. I watched that personally, you know what I mean. And I think E.J. Manuel has what it takes to become the starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. Not knocking anything about Kevin Cobb, but just like I said, he hasn't been producing lately. So why not start off young, give it to the young guy, and work and see what you can get out of the young guy. As far as, the Jets, Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith. I believe Mark Sanchez will go ahead and get the nod because Rex Ryan is one of those coaches that will stick with his guy. You know what I mean? We all saw that by him not letting Tebow get a shot, even though Mark Sanchez was having the worst year of all years. So I truly and honestly believe that Mark Sanchez will get that star position over Geno Smith. You know, Rex Ryan has ways of toning people down. And so if you come up think you're a hothead and doing all this and that, don't think you're going to slide with Rex Ryan with that.
Well, we saw a lot of corn on the cob. You know, he's on my line. He's NBG. So, of course, I'm going to give the job. EJ, he's a seminal. And, you know, that's like my favorite football college team. So, of course, I'm going to lean toward the Seminole. You know, we haven't had good history with quarterbacks, and the one that we did have, you stopped basketball when he left. So, I don't know about that job, but I will say I have to go with that because we live in Arizona. And even if we didn't have the ticket, we had to put up with watching Kevin Cobb some games before he got hurt. And what I saw out there, well, you're an ex-quarterback. I'm an ex-quarterback. I think we might have could have pulled something off. Hey, I got Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Floyd. I'm throwing it up. I didn't draft these guys for nothing. But in New York, I have to say, one thing I like about Rex Ryan, he's not quick to pull the plug. A lot of these coaches are quick to pull the plug on these guys and not let them develop. He let that guy develop, and he's also on my line. He's also NBG.
Anytime you lead the nation, ESPN, in that top place for 29 weeks, hell no. You can't stop for me. You're not top 10 for 29 straight weeks. There's only 52 weeks in a year.
Still don't get the starting job.
Say it ain't so.
Say it ain't so.
But before we get to our caller, we forgot the question of the night. Caller's question of the night. You know, we had Father's Day yesterday. What is, in any sport, the best, statistically, I should say, best father and son combination that's done successful in any of their league?
So we talking hockey, football, basketball, baseball, track and field, man, anything you can think of. Tennis, anything.
The streets is talking.
Let's go dig in this asylum, L Boogie, you know what I mean?
And because it was Father's Day, bro. The first caller of the night is my oldest, man. You know, he called himself Money Making Wigs, man. Money Making Wigs, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line, man.
You didn't say money making.
Yeah, money making.
Money making wigs, man.
D-Wig, what's up with you, baby?
What's good, man?
How you feel, nephew? What's going on out there where you at?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, maintaining. Can't complain.
That boy grown, L Boogie.
No question. So you know, money making, you know, wigs. I'm not gonna, you know, call you son to the world. But give us your take on what we've talked about and what's your opinion on what's going with the, you know what I'm saying, with quarterback situations. You know, give us your take.
Well, me personally, I like EJ Manuel starting over Kevin Cobb. I mean, Kevin, people be have the opportunities. So Kevin Cobb, he tried to play at the Eagles, play at the Cardinals. Then he got benched by John Skelton. So I feel like he shouldn't go to the Bills and start. I feel like maybe it's time for a new face. Go ahead and put EJ Manuel in there. Let him learn. The best way to learn is to get in there. You know, I mean, you don't watch. You can watch and say what you can do. Like, man, if I was out there, I'd do this, this, and this. Well, go ahead and get out there. You first. You're the first quarterback to pick in the draft. Go ahead and get out there and show us what you can do. You telling everybody how you feel like you're the best. We rebuilding. We need you out there. Go ahead and show them what you can do. Kevin Cobb, he's probably a good backup. When Michael Vick went down, Kevin Cobb got in, and he, you know, did his thing. When people don't got no scouting report on you, of course you go in there and play good 3 to 4 games. But when you starting, and everybody know you starting, you show me what you could do already. Now, for Sanchez, as my dad stated, it's no way you starting for me and you are on ESPN, not top 10, for this long. I'm not putting you in. Gino, you go ahead and get in there. You show me what you could do. If you possibly can't get the job done, they better be happy that Brian Leftwich left, because he would have been a second to me. I'm not – Mark Sanchez, he got the AFC championship. I think he got there on defense. Honestly, my opinion, you do not get in there.
Absolutely.
Man, Mark Sanchez, you do not get in there. Gino, they better be happy that Leftwich left.
Boy, you sound like your daddy. You got to show love to Mark Sanchez, man. I know Father's Day was yesterday and you feeling the love. Come on, man. This is straight.
Man, listen. I'm talking.
I understand what you're saying. With Geno Smith as the starting quarterback for the New York Jets, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, D-Wig money maker. Man, when he gets that first loss and that media come rushing to him and all those cameras in his face, he ain't seen this many cameras before. But Geno Smith going to end up slipping and saying the wrong thing to the wrong reporter. And, you know, these reporters nowadays, they got balls, even if they are women. They'll ask you some off-the-wall questions and get you all off your game, and he ain't ready for that. You better leave it up to Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez has been knocked. He's been on the knock top 10 for 30 straight weeks, but yet he's still going to have his star position. You want to know why? Because he know how to handle the media. It don't bother him. But let that happen to Geno Smith. Boy, they're going to eat him alive, and he ain't going to know how to handle it. That New York media is something fierce, man. That's what you got to learn about that league. They don't care where you come from. And plus, Geno Smith only had only a few good games. He had some games, some PlayStation and Xbox 360 type of highlights and yards and all that type of stuff for about four or five games. But what happened after that? You know what I mean? I'm not knocking Geno. I like Geno, but, man, New York Jets, wow.
I never been sold on Sanchez when he was at USC. So I ain't gonna say I'm biased. I'm just gonna say I like the way the NFL's changing with the running with the mobile quarterbacks. They could change it up for Geno. It doesn't have to be as complex or hard. They could give him some re-option. Of course he's saying he don't want to do it, but if I'm paying you this much money, you're gonna do this read option. So if he goes
okay, but they had Tim Tebow, the best at doing it. And they ain't even play him 25 minutes for 16 games. But he could not throw a dart.
I don't want to listen to me about Tim
We
Tebow.
Talk about a read option. We ain't talk about no pass. Yeah, go ahead. Put Geno back there. I bet you get broke up. You thought RG3 was fast. He ain't faster than RG3.
Let me ask you this one more. You know, what's the synopsis about the finals? Give us your take about what we've discussed, and you know, are you surprised by Manu? What do you expect from LeBron, and what Eric Spoelstra needs to do as far as, you know what I'm saying, making some adjustments for Game 6?
As I was listening to the percentage, I'm gonna start with the percentages of who needs to take the blame for the loss. Brian, he needs to take at least 60% of the loss. Spo to take 30, and the point guard play to take the rest of the 10%. Brian, we've been hearing about how cold you are. Every time you do something good, we bring up Mike. Mike, he's the next Mike. I don't see it. I don't see him going. He's too passive. Now, Dwayne Wade, he told everybody I need more touches. Dwayne Wade showing up, knee messed up and all. But Brian, you're supposed to be that guy. You're supposed to be that man out there. I don't care what defense. I feel like Spo, he needs to take some of the blame. But I think that Popovich is Bill Belichick was to Peyton Manning, to LeBron James. Peyton Manning, he a regular season, Peyton Manning goes off. He played Belichick, he don't do as well. Brian does the same thing against everybody, does well. He plays against Pop knows something. He knows
Pop coached him in the Olympics. He knows him for 8 years.
He knows
something. People don't understand that. Popovich was an assistant coach on the Olympic team, and he knows every little thing, every little part about LeBron James. How can that LeBron James feel not disrespected that Pop put Boris D.I. on me?
Man,
Boris
you see,
D.I., a.k.a. Leo?
When Boris D.I. was on Dwayne Wade, you saw what Dwayne Wade went for 32. When LeBron, I feel like LeBron James, he only goes off when it's we up seven or something. When it gets tight, we need him to score a bucket, score a little jumper. Now he forgot how to shoot. So 8 for 22. We need this game. We need game five. We need game five. Go home, win game six. You got to show up. You can't go 8 for 22. You can't go 8 for 22. The only reason why, and Spo, he's not making. He'll make the adjustments. Like right now, he'll make the adjustments. But during the game, he's not freeing LeBron up. If LeBron's not getting off with his dribble drive, you need to set up a play for him, get him going. Same thing he was doing for Bosh when he doesn't do well. You throw up a play for him. You just can't have LeBron ISO all day. We see what happened in the Cavs when he ISO'd all day. Pick and roll, let the clock run down. That's not going to work against Pop. And Chalmers and Cole, exactly. They put Cole out there, man, for defense. Tony Parker in the second quarter, like 4 seconds left, they put Norris Cole in. He jogs right past him. He's supposed to be there for defense. You're right, Joe, right past him. Chalmers, he really thinks he's that guy. He really thinks he really want to be a part of the big something. He wants to be a part of the big three. He's just shooting terrible. Just terrible. The point guards are terrible. And, man, that's why we went out there. We had Dwayne Wade running the one. Ray, we had a different group. We had Dwayne Wade running the point guard. But I think
right. So,
6 and 7.
Let me ask you this before we let you go, because time is consuming. You know, we can get back, but we have other callers on the yard trying to get in. I hear them, and, you know, they just threw a kite. But last question of the night: Who's the best father son combination in all sports that ever done it?
I'm gonna have to say, because he's my guy. I'm a little biased. I'm gonna say Peyton Manning, the Manning brothers, and Archie. I'm gonna have to be biased. What Archie did. And with Peyton, I mean, I just love Peyton, so I have to go with the Archies, with the Mannings. I really don't know that much about, the Curry, like Steph Curry and his dad. I don't know how well they were, but I'm about to go with the Mannings.
Right. Okay. Man, well, son, on the Father's Day edition, we appreciate you calling the world. This is my oldest, and, you know, happy Father's Day to him as well. So, the streets is talking, and we appreciate your call, son. Bless it.
Much love, nephew.
All right, much love, man. Y'all keep doing your thing, man. I'm gonna be still listening.
That's what it is. We appreciate that.
All right.
L Boogie, you old. You got them grown kids, boy, I tell you. And what was you were about 14 doing your thing?
L Boogie, the streets is talking.
Looking like a young Steph. Yeah, get it in back in the day. I'm here.
They don't call me Boogie for nothing.
Get your shake a leg. Let's get to one more call, sir, L Boogie, before we take our next break, man. I think we got another first time caller, man. You know what I mean? Let's check him out, see what's going on, man. Hey, we got the call online. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, man? It's Jonathan, a.k.a. He Rock Obama. What's good? Calling from Tucson, Arizona.
That's what it is. How you do this evening?
Oh, man, I'm doing good, bro. I can't complain. How's everything with you, big dog?
Man, we feeling good around here. I see you've been hanging on the line with us, hanging tough, man. How you enjoying the show so far?
Man, I'm enjoying the show, bro. You're bringing up some good points, bro. You're bringing up some real good points.
That's what we talk about. L Boogie always like to be disgruntled when he's talking about LeBron, but yet he's still going for the Heat. Tell me what your thoughts about what you think about LeBron.
Well, see, I'm a Miami Heat fan, so and I'm also a LeBron James fan. One of the key things about LeBron is he's never been, prior to, you know, coming into the NBA, he's never been in any high pressure situations where he has proved himself to be a leader. He's a good player. He's a good basketball player. He's probably going. You know, when his career is over, he's probably going to be considered one of the greats of all times. But when it comes to high-pressure situations, you cannot count on a LeBron James. He has a history of consistently not showing up in high-pressure games. And to be honest with you, when you look at the matchups between these two teams and the guys they're putting on him, he should be torching them. If we check his averages across these games, it shouldn't be in the 20s. It should be, you know, in my opinion, it should be high 30s, low 40s. That's the type of performances that he should be going out there giving me. Because when I watch these games, I want to be entertained, and I haven't been entertained because we've been fucking losing a lot.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So one of the things, and don't get me wrong, I'm a Miami Heat fan, but LeBron James, he's really making me mad this playoff. I feel like he should be going out there. He's doing a good job defensively, but offensively, he's just not bringing it. Anything in the 20s is not going to get it. It's not going to get you another ring.
Now, would you consider that LeBron choking? I mean, he only choked averaging a triple-double on his way out.
Right. I do, because if you look at his stats throughout the season, he pretty much averaged, you know, he's doing the same thing he did in the season, but in the playoffs, he got to kick it up a notch. You got to kick it up a notch. If you look at the greats, you look at the Kobe's, the LeBron James, Allen Iverson, when he was in there doing his thing, those guys, they don't have performances in the playoffs that have anything with 20 in it. When it comes to points per game, it was 30-plus, 35, 39 points a game.
Yeah.
He has
right.
He has to perform that way. He has to.
So what do you expect from LeBron James here on out, game 6 and 7? What's your expectations from LeBron James?
Yeah, I think he has to show up, and if he doesn't, he's gonna get that what's your boy name used to play for Orlando Magic, Nick Anderson. Remember, he missed two critical free throws at the line in some playoff game many years ago, and after that he was
about
never.
Four, didn't he? It was
yeah,
two.
Yeah,
it
were critical. They were critical.
Right.
He never
right.
shook back from
it
that.
It was in the finals against Houston. He was never the same after.
Exactly. I'm not saying LeBron would never be the same. I'm saying that for the rest of his life, if you put him in a high pressure situation, he's always going to have that thing in his brain that says, hey, maybe I can't bring it. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, they always, you know, they pretty much live their careers to get in those situations so they could show their fans that, hey, I can seize the moment and I can bring home the victory. If LeBron loses this next game, I feel like he'll always have that thing in the back of his head. And you can't put him up there with the greats like Michael Jordan. You can't put him up there with the assassin that Kobe Bryant is, because he's not doing that. I mean, myself, I could have made it to the NBA. I could go out there right now and give you 20. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I could go out there
and
give you 20.
Right.
You know?
Right. So let me ask you this about the for your adjustments. What does East Pole need to do? You're a Heat fan. Before we go, you know, ask you something about the NFL, what do you think, what the Spoh needs to do to get this game 6?
They got to attack Tim Duncan somehow. They got to get Tim in a foul trouble. If I was the coach of the Heat, I would try to get Tim in a foul trouble early, get him on the bench, and find out a way to where they can limit the point production of Mano. I feel like if you take Mano out the game and you could get Tim in a foul trouble, then you got a better chance of closing out these other players, because I don't think they could bring enough to the table to get those guys with a win. But it's going to primarily, most of that responsibility is going to lie on LeBron James' shoulders. If he doesn't come to the table and apply pressure and make Tim Duncan respond to him in that paint, I mean, they're going to be going home early.
It's gonna be a problem.
You know,
it's gonna be a problem.
You know the first adjustment he should have made this morning. He should have said, "Okay, such and such, I'm gonna pay you extra. You're gonna follow Danny Green from the dressing room to the locker room to where he gets taped at to the bench. They're gonna get if you get a technical foul for following to the bench when he's sitting down getting a rest. Can I get one guy to make sure I'm guarding Danny Green?"
Exactly. I mean, this Danny Green guy, he's having an outstanding series. I've never seen nothing like that. I mean, he's shooting the lights out, but you get him inside that paint, it's a different story. I don't know
he
if it's an anomaly or
everything, Jay. You
exactly.
know what I mean? I was like, man, how you missing a dunk? But you put it behind the 3-point line, he won't miss.
Exactly. I mean, some people are just like that, though. So
skipping to the NFL, I got two more questions for you, NFL and our Father's Day question. But let me ask you about NFL. Buffalo, New York Jets, who's your starting quarterback week one?
I can't comment on it, bro. I don't know. I'm up in the mix. I'm going to skip all NFL questions. I don't know what I'm going to do, bro. I don't know what I'm
saying. Okay, I'm gonna give you another NBA question then. Should the Boston Celtics make that move, Doc Rivers, Kevin Garnett, for Bledsoe and Andre Jordan? should it go down?
If I was a general manager for Boston, I would make that move. But being a I enjoy watching Boston basketball, and I know a lot of people from Boston as fans, they're going to be pissed off about that. But it has to happen if they want to rebuild.
You know my opinion on it, though, Jay? I'm going to tell you this. Forget it. I am going to put Kevin Garnett in a suit with Doc Rivers, and he could be an assistant coach and coach Blake Griffin. I don't need him out there playing right now in his career. Kevin, I know you're listening. You got some friends listening to the show. I understand the street. You're nothing but garbage, Kevin. You're a man off the bench. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, you're
out of
your mouth.
Put on the student, Coach. We don't need you in that uniform.
So, Ed, let me ask you one question. I hate to take over, but who would you take, Tim Duncan or Kevin?
Tim Duncan. How many rings Tim Duncan got?
I'm going to tell you one reason why. Reason I take Tim Duncan because I watched him up close in the playoffs when one of my closest friends, Earl Boykins, was playing with the Denver Nuggets. This is when they were, you know, in their prime winning, you know, going to winning rings. And he told me, he said, Tim Duncan is the only guy, when he gets the ball, he makes the right play. It's hard in the NBA when you know you go try to double team Tim Duncan, he's going to outthink you. Not take anything away from Kevin Garnett because he gives you a double-double. But when it came to the Western Conference Finals, you couldn't do nothing with Shaq.
Yep.
Tim Duncan did something with Shaq in his prime.
Yep.
So
I
that's how I give the nudge to Tim Duncan because he did it against Shaq in his prime and beat him along the way to get those rings.
I agree. I take Tim over any day.
And, Jay, for me, it's just a Texas thing. I wouldn't give a damn. I'm my bad. This is your boy T-Row from Texas, man. My bad. It's just a Texas thing. So, disrespect to KG, but, you know.
Yep.
And who's your favorite father-son combination to ever do it in any sport?
I've been thinking about that. I was like, who do I know? See, I don't really know a lot about Kobe Bryant's father. But I believe he played in the NBA. You guys may know better than me, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Kevin Bean made it to the NBA Finals, too.
Yeah.
Lost.
And I'm not a big Kobe Bryant fan, but you got to give it up to the guy. He's an assassin. He's getting he got his points when he was playing. I don't know if he's going to come back from this injury. He's got his championships, and, you know, he was aggressive, the same traits that hopefully LeBron will learn how to develop over the years. But I have to go with that Kobe Bryant and his father duel.
Oh, that's cool, because Kobe carried the load for him and his daddy. So.
I mean, exactly. He done enough. He done enough.
I feel you, Jay. That's what it is, baby. Jay, we appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, L Boogie, tell him what's up.
Jay, don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Hey, Jay Boogie, listen to this. I know you know a lot of girlfriends, but anyway.
Hey, bro, I'm saving myself a marriage, though, bro. For anybody
man,
that listens.
347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please, if you missed the show or you want to go back and listen to yourself, call us www.blogtalkradio.com. Streets is talking with a zero. That's not a typo. We hot. We hotter than Arizona. And the sun that went down is still 105 degrees.
Don't
you know
tell
us
that. Woo. Hey, man, we got to go back to the asylum, L Boogie. We got to go talk to the almighty one. Big brother. Almighty. What's happening with you, Big Brother Al?
What's up with y'all?
What's going
What's
on,
up?
Baby? How you feel?
I'm good. What's up with y'all?
Man, LeBron, I mean, this boy L Boogie, he's so disgruntled about LeBron and why he not scoring 50. Can you explain what's the difference between LeBron? You know, our last caller explained it that, you know, he just don't do it in the biggest games. But what you think, Big Brother?
Well, my whole point is Pop don't figure out how to side with LeBron. LeBron is not a player that can come from behind. Think about it. Put too much, make him think too much, man. Think about it. That guy, when they up, he's the greatest player on the earth. When the game gets tight or they get down, he starts thinking too much. Pop never figured it out, man. He's not a good comeback player from behind. You put that pressure on him, he cracks, man. You got to think about it.
Who's going to end up being the MVP of the NBA series if the San Antonio Spurs win it? Will it be Tony Parker, Danny Green, or Tim Duncan?
Oh, hang on, dog, Green. Danny Green.
Breaking records, shooting all these threes.
Hey, T-Row, you remember what I told you Friday?
What you tell
about, me? About the Ginobili and the people always tell you who's going to have a big game next year. What you know if you come out and do?
Yeah. That was you that said that.
Yeah, okay, I
thought I heard that through the grapevine. Streets are talking.
The streets is talking. I told you David Stern was Italian. And if you read it between the lines, you know what that means in the world of sports. The commissioner is Italian. All right, man, please. But continue, Alan.
We can sit back and wait for game seven now, man. David Stern be there. Tomorrow, he probably have on a light tan suit. In game seven, he have on an all white.
That boy crazy.
all white at a big funeral.
He gave Vegas him. David Stern of Vegas gave everybody what they wanted, man. So
if it goes seven, who's winning? Spurs, Heat.
Whoever gets the lead first. So I say, you in Miami, the ref whistle's gonna be kind of quick just in that game seven. The whistle's gonna be real quick. I can hear Steve Jabby right now blowing his whistle, and he ain't even in the game.
It's going to be a whole bunch of $5,000 fines during the game itself.
Oh, yeah. Steve Jackson making the call at halftime. What is y'all doing, man? You know what Dave said, man. Y'all making me look bad. Why you think you got me sitting up here? Come on, man. Make the call.
Right. Make the right call. Quit calling calls. Make the right call.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of federal calls, too. You can bet that. Between tomorrow and Saturday. Man, we don't have federal calls. Just turn the TV. Just turn the volume down. Don't nobody get upset because it's going to happen. You know what they
say. Big Brother Al, I need you to explain something to me, please.
What's that, T?
In the league, the Boston Celtics and the Clippers talking about doing this little swap or trade, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I never in my life have known of a coach being traded. How is it possible that a coach can be traded with a player to another team?
Well, fellas, let's get this together and get this right. We all know who run the NBA. I don't know if I can say this, but the Jews run the NBA, so they can do anything they want to do, man. Let's go gangster mob. We go mob or whatever we want to do, man.
It's a known fact.
It's a known fact, man. They can do anything they want to do. Hey, man, what you doing? Come over and have a corned beef sandwich with me, and let's talk about Doc Rivers and Kevin Garnett.
Right. I'm just like a coach. What happened? How did a coach get
involved? It happened with Kevin Lockley in 1985 with the Atlanta Hawks. That happened one time also with a player in a conditional first-round pick. And, you know, that's how he became, you know what I'm saying, they swapped him over as a coach. And I never, until I looked it up on in the statistics show, you know what I mean? So that's
crazy. L Boogie, if that's the case, they should have traded Lionel Hollins from Memphis to with George Karl in Denver because we know that's where they both going. So
right, but
they just need that trade.
But the reason being because Doc has 3 years left on his contract. That's why. See, Lionel Hollins was looking for a long-term deal, and his contract was up. So that was the difference between they might have, would have, probably could have done that also. Both guys were looking for extensions because they were at the end of their contract, but Doc had a couple, has 3 years left on his contract.
Well, they better fire Doc.
Hey, I bet Pat Rogers trade for Doc Rivers right now.
Right. I would too.
Man, Doc a good coach though, man. I don't lie. I don't even lie.
Yeah, it's gonna be some crazy. July 1st is really gonna tell the story of what's gonna happen. What do you think about Chris Paul and Dwight Howard, you know, having these conversations of teaming up and going to, you know,
man,
whoever knows where they may land. What's your thoughts
on
that?
That's why our kids can't be themselves now, man, because of stuff like this, man. These people scared to be individuals, man. Go somewhere and win by yourself, man. You don't need – build your own team. Build around me. I don't need him, man. He ain't proven nothing.
But we should take a page and understand how the Chicago Bulls feel, because – Derrick Rose tried to do everything, and ain't no building pieces around him. And he was out for the whole season.
Hey, that's a dumb coach. They up about 25, and he got to fire the guy with 3 minutes. They should have fired the coach, man.
And they say he's one of the best coaches in the league.
He he's 25, and this is the MVP of the league, and you got him in at 3 minutes to go. For what? He don't need no rhythm. They're Wayne. There's no reason.
There's no reason, man. No way. Chris Paul. All right, Chris. All right. You
remember about 3 years ago, you were sitting out at South Beach at the finals. Remember that? And LeBron was trying to edge him over that end. Remember that?
Right. Right.
Come on, man. These guys. I don't know. I can't do it with it. You know what I mean? And another thing, man. Cut AAU out. Cut the AAU out. You know why?
Why?
You know why? Because these guys, for one reason, and this is, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but this is my whole thinking is, these guys get to know each other and be friends. When I walk in the gym, I ain't going to play this guy. I'm about to try to bust this guy's butt, man.
Right.
I'm about to try to bust his butt. Ain't no, hey, like, what's up, boy? What you do yesterday, last week? None of that. Man, I'm about to get in him. He's supposed to be the best.
We'll talk about
see.
That after the game.
Listen to him.
He getting hype. I told you. He's feeling it tonight.
We'll talk about that after the game. Now, listen to this. We've been in many awards together. And been in many of wars and been enemies. And that's why we love each other, because when we was on that court, we did not like each other.
Why?
Not at all.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to hate you until the game over with. And then if I lost, I might be like, man, I'm going to holler at you later. I ain't about to talk to you. I'm going to walk out the door. I don't believe you.
And we're not about to be talking. We're not going to be dead talk after the game. We're going to have a beer, and you beat me and say, yeah, you see how I did y'all like that? Hell no.
Yeah. Oh, I ain't about to do that. Hey, man, I know you. I ain't about to sit around and say, man, I know you was going to bust me for a triple-double. You crazy. Man, get out of my face, man. Mug you or something, man. Keep talking too much, man. Get out of my face, man. You ain't made it like that.
Last
out,
question.
Man.
Last question of the night, Big Brother Almighty. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite father son combination? Who's done it in any sport?
I've been listening, to y'all, and I don't know if all these I don't know if these guys sports gurus or not, but you better say the Griffey.
Right.
Ken
Man
and
L
Ken,
was talking
man.
About that one.
Ken and Ken, man, you got to think about it, man, and they played together. Let's get that right. They played together.
And they both hit a home run in the same game together.
Was that? Was it back to back? I think it was back to back. I think senior hit one, then junior hit one later, or right behind it.
The Quincy's, right? That's hard. Cincinnati, man.
And the father, was an intricate part of the Cincinnati
Big Red Machine.
That's crazy.
I was sitting here listening, everybody hollering, but man, you got to go with them Griffies, man.
Yeah, them Griffies, they did do it tight.
Archie, you was all right,
them Mannings holding it down. I'm a bust your head when I tell y'all mine at the end. Y'all ain't gonna like it.
I know it's crazy.
Man,
we about to go to commercial.
One love, y'all. One love, man.
You know what it is. Well, I'll let you on Friday, big brother. You know what it
is.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt.
And don't forget, big brother, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop
buzz,
quit killing it. So
around
and try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we
the streets is talking sports talk show. Let's go.
We turn the shit up loud and buy another round. In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where the team so strong and flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, they think they seeing me. Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. No. All in my zone, all on my own. Yeah. Open that pack, yeah. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Circles in the air, heard that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker. Listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty. How you want it? Full of semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch. I spend meals all in this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit. Look at me now, stealing it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. And all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women. One of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clip or something faded. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round, they tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. We're still in this bitch.
still up in here. We still in this. What's up with your L Boogie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gotta
man,
turn it
man,
up
this,
now. They trying to shut us
man.
Down.
They're trying to shut the streets of talking, sports talk show down, but we still in this. You know what I mean? They ain't even front of the mic yet, and they still hawking us, man. We got to go to another block or something. Blocker, blocker. Man.
L Boogie.
Yes, sir.
What's up with your boy Tiger? Woo, woo. I say, woo, 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 woo.
It's been 5 years and counting. Man, that's your man. He has not been a major. And I keep telling guys in the world and in the street, Tiger, bands maker. If you don't come hang out with me and we go to the Pink Rhino, we'll get you back that major. My agent get a test with your agent.
Man.
So our agent get in touch with his agent, and we'll get him there, private, whatever. You know, you can be my private dancer. It's all good, Tiger. And listen to this, Tiger. Everything is on us because we're in the streets. We got you. Sponsored by The Streets Is Talking. We need to get you back. Don't be in a relationship. I need you all over the place. I need you while you putting that golf ball. You thinking about, you know, how you stroking. You feel me? We need your mind being on that leaderboard. If you get the leaderboard, you get me? We need you. I need you, baby. You looking at that pole when they put it out as that woman going up and down that pole when they put it out of that hole for your putt. We need you back like that.
Poor old Tiger.
And poor Phil. If you don't keep a rope in your pocket because you just choke yourself all the time.
That's amazing. You lose six, you lose, but not only do you lose, but you come in second six times at the same event. Second. Just by a stroke. He was winning the whole event. He was on top of the leaderboard, the only one and the only two guys that was, you know, below par going into the final round and couldn't even keep it. And had plenty of opportunities, L Boogie, to put off. The green was being mean this weekend. Tiger Woods plus 13. Man, a little old Chump Chain, he won. He should have asked him for a whole bunch of ones. Man, just give my money and some ones. Because I'm taking these straight to the strip club. I got to go find candy or champagne or whoever. Man, find somebody, anybody. Come on, Tiger. We need you back, baby. You tripping. Poor old Phil. Yeah. I don't know, Phil. That might not be your tournament, man.
Is he the LeBron of the golf game? Choking? And, you know, it was so violent. It was in the making. Father's Day, he flew home to see his daughter graduate from high school. Great, violent thing, Phil. Great.
But not good enough.
As my man Tupac said, it's a dirty gang. How they love you 1 minute, and then just see you choke the next. Like Jay Z said too, man. He's all right, but he's not real. He's not that deal. You streets is talking 347-855-8896. And Ro, July 1st is coming up, first of the month. It's a couple guys in the NBA that are opting out and they're free.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I just, you know, one of my informants, Monte Ellis, just has opted out.
Yeah, he needs to come on to Dallas, man. We need him over there, man, with Gunner like that, to go with Dirk. Ah, oh, man, that would be nice. Get rid of Collison, old pigeon-toed ass. I just, something about that guy, man. He got to bring his A game every night. He don't do it every night, man. I take my chance with old Monte. Tat from neck to kneecap. I'll take it.
He's a poor man, J.R. Smith, and to be honest with you, I don't have to put up with the mental capacity and being Dr. Phil with Monte because you know what you're going to get, and we can let J.R. go and maybe get Monte.
Ooh. Yeah, you wouldn't be missing a thing. Fitting right on in well.
He would be a 2013 John Starks.
Now you're going a little heavy.
Like Christopher Williams say, baby, I'm dreaming.
Boy, crazy. Hell boogie. But yeah, it's going to be hot July 1st, man. I'm like, you know, Big Brother, I don't like how Chris Paul and Dwight Howard are talking and trying to, you know, put themselves out there like they're going to go somewhere. Where are you really going to go? You know what I mean? It's not too many teams that can afford the contracts that you guys have. But at the same time, for those who can afford it, you know, it is what it is. But just because you're going and talking that trash, like, or not trash, but talking like wanting to be on the same team doesn't guarantee your ass a championship. So we've learned that time and time again. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But it's going to be a lot of changes this season come July 1.
That's what you like in every sport is the off season because it's intriguing on who's going to go where. So you can put them on your 2K 14, 15, and 16, et cetera, et cetera. So, or you're Madden. So it's very exciting, especially for the video game. But in real life, it's very tough to get guys that have never played before. They just come together. People say it's easy. That's why, I mean, they didn't win it, but it's impressive to get there. Like you said, you got to win it. And that's why none of the Buffalo Bills would be great because they didn't win it. You can go 4, 5, 6 times in a row. But if you don't win, you ain't great. You ain't mentioning the names and the breath that's coming out, Larry, Magic, and Michael. Doc was great, but he ain't mentioning that name. You have to build, and I'm sorry. The Lakers, how did they build? They drafted Magic Johnson. How did San Antonio build? They drafted Tim Duncan. How did OKC build? They drafted Kevin Durant. And then, you know, Russell Westbrook. But, you know, it's building from within. Your nucleus is like a plant. You know, you got to have it grow. And sometimes when you mention match a plant, what comes out? A mutt. So it might not grow as well as a plant that was just pure.
No. That's what it is. But I don't know, man. It's a lot of changes. July 1. I can't wait. Dallas better do something. Mark Cuban cleared all the money in the world from our team, thinking, you know, it had to put all these guys together that really kind of did all right. You know, it did more than what I thought they would do, having all those one-year players on the team. But, you know, hopefully, you know, Mark Cuban sees another site. Sometimes I think he's like Jerry Jones, man. They have so much money, they think they got all the power. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it just gets frustrating. You know what I mean? Knowing that, I mean, man, you can put this stuff together, but nobody likes you as an owner. But yet, I got to deal with it because it ain't my money. So whoever you put on my team, I'm just going to ride with it. Damn it, Mark Cuban. Get your mind right. Come on, Jerry Jones.
And one more thing I want to say about that before I ask you as far as I'm going to name some names, or you can name some also as far as who's the, you know, as I finish my little thought on that, who's the, besides Chris Paul and, you know, Dwight Howard, who's your sexiest, no homo, don't find me, Blog Talk Radio. Now, who's your sexiest free agent out there? But, the you know, as you think about that, I'm going to say that we live in a generation, Al, that we, you know, we need to understand that. They would say, man, I'm old school. We old school, but this is a microwave age. They want it quick. They want it fast. That's why people have high-speed internet. That's why coaches are fired within 2 or 3 years, you know. So that's the day and age that we are in. We want it fast, regardless of what it is. That's why some people really don't cook that much. We want it fast. Microwave or, you know, fast food. A lot of people don't cook nowadays. So they want it fast. And sometimes when you get it fast, it's not as good as you want if you just let it marinate.
Amen.
So who's your sexiest free agent in the NBA? You got Andre Iguodala, you got Kevin Love, you got a lot of guys out there. Monte, you know, who are you thinking?
See, this is a tough one. See, now you really got me going deep, man. I can't. See, when you say my sexiest, and see, when I think of sexiest, I'm thinking of my squad only. I ain't thinking about somebody else's team. I'm thinking all the other players who would fit for my squad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm being biased. I don't mean to be, but I can't help it. You know what I mean? And if I would have to say the most sexiest, I mean, I almost can put him with the B.O.B.s, the Bag of Bones clique. But I mean, he balls hard, and that's my dude, Kevin Love. I like Kevin Love, man. Kevin Love is tight. But he just injury prone. And it's not like he hurt his legs or anything. He always hurting his arms, like his wrist or his finger, or his shoulder. You know, it's never anything lower body. So the dude lower body is cool. It's just his you know, I don't know if they trying to hack him down when he letting it go from deep. Or because, you know, he's a rough player inside, too. He can get you some rebounds. He can play in and out. You know what I'm saying? So my sexiest pick for the free agency right now would I really go with Kevin Love, man. If not, Monte Ellis, who just came out, you know, and mentioned that he wasn't going to do, you know, re-sign with Milwaukee. So I like Monte Ellis, and I would give it to Kevin Love, but, you know, Sexy B would have to be my dude, Monte Ellis.
That's a tough one. And you're right, you get to talking about, you know, your team. And I said Monte Ellis, you know, just for my team. But if I was to get a guy or something that I think that we need because of those situations, injuries, I think he is.
Hold on, say that again. Wait, back up. Say that again.
Kevin, I love you. I need you to sign with the Knicks, baby.
Man, you be stealing. I know you got some quick hands, but boy, you be stealing.
Hey, to be honest with you, he would look great in a Cleveland uniform.
Ooh.
Playing with Irvin, and Deion, can I please have my full waiter? when I say food, I need to start eating, man. Like Lil B, I need to start cooking up. I need you to start cooking up down there in Cleveland. But like I always say about Cleveland, and I know from experience, those young ladies, because they were the prettiest in the world, they get dry. Hey, if you're listening, Cavaliers, move your girl in from another city. Do not get a Cleveland, or you're going to end up that's what happened. Get your girl from L.A., man. The streets is talking Mondays, Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. Man. Hey, Ro.
I'm with it, baby.
You know, when we come back, I just want you to take one more time on the call and talking about AAU basketball. I got a question before we end the show. It's crazy because people don't understand the intricate parts and how tough it is with that AAU basketball and what goes into it. Because on the next show, we're going to talk about coaches. That's going to be one of the, you know, things, one of the topics, you know, and the referees. So let's go to commercial. We talk, come back. I got an AAU question that we're going to end the show. We appreciate everybody calling in. Man, if you're trying to call in, please throw us a kite. We need to get you in. No doubt. The streets are talking with a twist of hip hop. Ain't nobody like us, Ross. They put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers. I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas. Can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want. I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 times. Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck. Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. Then I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes want that hoes type, so I give all these hoes type. She get on that dick and stay on. All night, like porch lights, let's do it. Fuck talking, we out here, we ballin', and I'm spraying at these western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or fuck. Bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks, and that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up, my niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly, but tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tucci, young Tucci, I wear truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 chains. Look at you, now look at us. Yeah. All my niggas look rich as fuck. What? All my niggas live rich as fuck. What? All my niggas look rich as fuck. Hey, yo, fuck all y'all bitches. Straight up. Now look at us. Any bitch out there that ain't that won't give me no pussy. All my niggas look rich as fuck. Fuck you and your asshole, bitch. All my niggas live rich as fuck. Oh. Woo-hoo, we back. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop. Man, I'm your host, L Boogie. My co-host, T Ro from Dallas, Texas, and my other co-host, Joel the G from LA, California. You know what I mean?
California.
Man, it's getting hot up in the asylum, man. We got a friend who called the friend who called the girlfriend.
Yes.
And she is a firecracker, boy. Let me tell you.
Yeah,
L Boogie, guy. L Boogie. What you want to do? You want to put on L Boogie? You want to see what she got to say?
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Now, let's go to Lil Sis first.
Okay.
We'll go to Lil Sis first, and then we'll come back to the other column. Hey, sis, you on the line?
I'm on the line. What's up?
How you doing this evening?
I'm good. I'm good. I hope y'all wasn't debating about putting me on, because you know I'm going to kick through the door.
We already knew that. That's why we had to put you on first. What's going on with you this evening?
I'm good, man. It's hot. It's hot.
It's that Arizona heat. When you live in the desert, there's no such thing as shade, ladies and gentlemen. You could be standing up under a tree that has shade, and guess what? You will still sweat. Doesn't matter.
And you will still get a tan.
Hey, Boogie, man, you need to get off LeBron, man. Get off his back.
Thank you. Tell him something.
I'm listening. The streets is talking. Let me hear the valid point. Why? Why do I need to get off his back?
Oh, my God. I mean, on one hand, you have an argument. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he is MVP. Yes, he does need to show up every game. But I'm still a believer in if you can't do it, you got to have a supporting cast to, you know, pull you through. And he did not have that in Cleveland. He has that supporting cast in Miami. So, you know, yeah, he got all these, you know, these eyes on him saying that he need to do it every single night. Well, I mean, he not. So what? You know, the supporting cast is pulling their weight for him. Flash is back, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that Flash is doing his thing. And that's the fortunate thing that LeBron does have is that he does have other people that can pull through.
With that being said, why couldn't he bring them over the hump after LeBron James went for 32-25 and Bosh went for 21 game and 16 and next? Isn't that what you needed? And then you just bring us home, MVP.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with my nephew. And, you know, he just, or maybe that was Jonathan. He has honestly been consistent, you know, even back to the Cleveland days. He just could not do it. He couldn't do it. But at least with Miami, I mean, like I said initially, even though all the eyes are on him, he is a part of the big three. So, you know, I really don't have an answer for why he can't do it or what's the problem or anything like that. But the other guys need to step up to the plate. When the king is down, the other guys need to step up to the plate, period. The king ain't going to do it by himself. He needs to be dethroned. Is that a word, dethroned?
Yes. I dethrone you for being the king of Missoula. I dethrone myself. Remember Eddie Murphy is?
So he needed to throw himself from the finals. Period.
Also, he still has two games to make his mark, so I'm not gonna write him off yet. But I need it.
But at the same time, everybody nervous. And you shouldn't be if he's the king, correct?
So, sis, who you
Absolutely.
Got in the seven game series? Who you got? Who going to win the number? Who going to win game six? Who going to win game seven?
Oh, God.
Or are we going to have
nervous.
A game seven?
I'm nervous. I'm biting my nails. I want Miami to win. They got to win. It's going to game seven. I believe that.
Yeah.
Game seven, there will be one.
There will
be a game seven. But yeah, they got me on pins and needles screaming. I got my child in here screaming at the TV. I mean, it's crazy because you just don't know what LeBron going to do.
That's love for the game, baby. Love for the game.
Now, let me ask you this. I don't know if you probably don't know the question of the night as far as the best father-dad combination in any sport, but let me ask you this. I know you're going for the Heat. Now, your Spurs win the finals. Who gets the MVP, Tony Parker or Danny Green or Tim Duncan?
Man, if they don't get a hold of that Danny Green, I want to fly out
Danny
there and
money,
do something
please.
To that man. I want to fly out there and do something to that man, throw his shot off. But it's going to be Danny Green. I mean, he has come from out of nowhere. I'm like, what are they doing? Can they not run a box in one or have somebody just following this man around? Like, how are you constantly letting him come up free?
Guess what?
It's going to be him.
If I'm LeBron James, I'm the king, right?
Yep.
I'm down in MIAMI, where my man Luke and them from, right? I got to go holler at Luke and say, Luke, I need some distraction. I need you to send about 15 to 20 girls at the dining room door. I don't care if they get turned down. Mm-hmm. Call up there, call the room, show up. This man, kill his rhythm. Don't let him sleep. They ain't going to throw. Make sure you got to hire security for his room.
Yeah, he definitely will win. And, you know, that should be a sign of LeBron. Like, wow, like you are the MVP of the league and you let this guy come from out of nowhere and get MVP of the finals? He's going to be on suicide watch.
It's going to happen, whether they like it or not.
I just don't want the post game, if they lose, to say, I'm going to go home and sleep in my bed good and everybody's going to go to their little job. I don't need that post game speech again. Not this time. I need you to gather your thoughts and I need you to make sure you have a nice speech, win or lose. Especially if you lose. I don't need that.
Speaking of speeches, real fast, y'all was talking about the coaches and the coaches' style and what they need to do and everything. I was really listening in when they were going to, like, the locker room and even on the bench when, you know, Pop and what's his name? I don't even know their coach's name.
Bolster.
When they was wired up. And I'm like, I was getting amped up when Pop was talking to them. Like, he had emotion. He, you know, was getting his guys fired up. And I'm like, this guy on Miami Heat, I'm like, what are you doing? You might as well just don't say nothing, let LeBron D. Wade tell him what to do. Like, I just wasn't really into what he was saying.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe that's, you know, like this style and everything like that, but Pop was, like, going in on them dudes, and they showed up.
Right.
They might as well let Juwan Howard coach the team. he get more camera time than Eric Spoelstra. Boy, with his suit on. He be over there hollering.
Fab Five, show up. That's what's up.
But that's what they need. They need somebody to dig into their butt because if you ain't showing up, you ain't producing, somebody needs to get in you. And, I mean,
right.
He wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, you right.
So,
about
I don't
that.
Know. Like I said, game six gonna be a nail biter. I'm going to be extremely nervous, but, you know, Miami, I feel like they will prevail.
That's what's up. You heard it here. All right, sis. You know, much love to you. Tell London we said what's up. Yeah,
I'm going to be in on Friday. Y'all better put me in for the judgment of the Freestyle Friday. So everybody that's listening, when you call in for your freestyle, you better bring it because I'm the fan, man. I'm going to sweep your ass off that stage if you ain't bring it.
Sweep your ass, man. You heard it first.
streets is talking.
Coming on.
Man, did she bring it for the last caller how to end the show? Oh, man. A beautiful thing. We appreciate that. She got into the asylum. She said she busting the door down to get in tonight. She got in before they come and get us, bro. You know, we running over time right now.
You already know what it is, man. Sis know how to time is perfect.
Oh, man. This is what's on my mind as we end the show. Eric Spoelstra, to me, you're on the hot seat. I don't understand how you don't play the Birdman for two games straight. If you're not going to bring any energy, why don't you let some guy who do have energy bring it for your team? You need to do a better job coaching. You got guys who are making $100 million. Get every ounce of it out of them. You need to do a better job. To the Cleveland Cavaliers, you're on the clock. You'll be picking your first pick June 27th. Are you going to trade it? And please, I'm begging you, and I'm from Cleveland, don't pick my man Noel from Kentucky. He's 6'10 and weighs 205 pounds. Doesn't have a jumper and broke his and tore his ACL. Right now, he's B.O.B., a bag of bones. And I'm going to conclude the show with Rob Gronkowski. Hopefully you'll have a successful surgery on your back and you come back strong. Please, sit in your chair. Get healthy. Stop dancing. Stop hurting yourself and you're making money, man. You're burning millions. And you're messing with the wrong coach. Don't forget, it's NFL, not for long. A lot of that money ain't guaranteed. What a show tonight. We're coming to you live Friday, 9 p.m. We're going to add a couple more things to the show. You heard it here first, one segment. And as usual, Freestyle Friday. For T-Row, my co-host and Juelz the G, it's your boy, L Boogie.
No.
We're about to sign off.
Check this out. I'm going to give you the best father-son combo to do it. Because I didn't get to give it to the world, L Boogie. You got to give it up to Dale Kurt. I don't know what that boy got in his little twat down there, but that boy done produced a son by the name of Steph Curry, who we all had an opportunity to witness how exciting this guy really, really is. You know what I'm saying? Was snubbed in the All-Star game, you know what I'm saying, for making it to the All-Star game, shall I say. And then also, man, just, you know, if you'd have two Steph Currys on one team, they just may have pulled off the upset of beating San Antonio. You know what I'm saying? But and then they got another one coming up, Lil Seth, coming out of Duke, coming on up real soon. You know what I'm saying? We'll be seeing him in the league. So, yeah, give it up to them Currys, man. You know what I mean? Them boys was hot.
I have to agree with Big Brother Al. My combination has to be the Griffey father and son, Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr. Wow. But, hey, it's a lot of them that has done it. It's been successful.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the fam. Want to give a shout-out to all my peoples out there in Texas. Special shout-out to my kinfolk, Kev, you know what I'm saying, just recovering from a surgery, major surgery, you know what I mean. Hope a speedy recovery from my kinfolk. And, hey, all my family members down there in the D, you know what it is. Skeeter Moore, I see you, baby. Mama, what's up with it, baby girl?
Also, I want to give a last shout-out to the, you know, new callers. And remember, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We appreciate you calling. And, hey, the streets is always talking like E.F. Hutton. Everybody listening. We'll see you on Friday. Yeah.
I only ride going because I got a check. You know I'm fully armed, you ain't got a check. And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, spelling like a check. Brand new swag, got me on flex. Whole lot of I'm a walking chick. Oh, I got my checkup. I need a checkup. Watch on me so cold. Chain on me so froze. Chick, I got them hoes. Chick, designer clothes. I got them bows. Plus, I got them O's. Going hard, nigga, I do too. I got shoulders, nigga, what about you? Ballet Park, nigga, that's my coupe. Popping bottles, nigga, that's my crew. That pussy good, ass fat, head right, nigga, that's my boo. A real nigga, you ain't one. Hate on me, that's what you do. Ooh, I'm in my zone. Ooh, my money long. Sipping on this rock, inhaling all of the strong. I'm on my young nigga shit, rolling with the belt. I'm on my rich nigga shit, Rolls Royce belt. I buy anything I want, cause I got a check, check. Fuck any bitch I want, cause I got a check, check. I only ride foreign, cause I got a check. I am, you know I'm bullet on, you ain't got a check. Hey. And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, smelling like a jet. Brand new swag, got me on flex, flex. Whole lot of cash, I'm a walking check. I put on for my city. Go strong when I kick it. Got a bad girls club, a gang of bad bitches. Black diamond, AP, oil spill, BP. White diamond, mirror love, no diamond. Here blow, a space, no cars. Done Peter glow in the dark. I got soft, I go hard. Start the beat is my favorite part. That California my favorite car. The last lamb my favorite bar. I hit the club, my J's on, they ain't out yet. It stood on the box. Selling dope, my first job. Get money, that where it starts. I'm in this bitch with my homeboys. Big jury, no bodyguard. I pull up like who this? Thugged out, I do this. Checking all my dollar signs. Get money on my to-do list. Hey, I buy anything I want, cause I got a check. Fuck any bitch I want, cause I got a check. I only ride foreign, cause I got a check. You know I'm bullet armed, you ain't got a check. And every time you see me, I be on deck. Looking like money, smelling like a jet. Brand new swag, got me on flex. Whole lot of cash, I'm a walking check. Check, check. Bitch, I'm on deck. Flex, flex. Looking like a check. Check, check. Bitch, I'm on deck. Flex, flex. Looking like a check. I buy anything I want, cause I got a check.